Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
But we really, really, really like to self-care for yourself.
Sorry, I was looking at this. Is this... Okay.
Yeah, no. We got it.
We're good. We're good.
We're good.
Sorry.
Everybody calm
Anxiety.
Down.
Anxiety. Okay, sorry.
No, you're fine.
We're back.
You do for self-care this week?
Well, this past week, I went to Bethany Beach, Delaware, and we had a Marshall family vacation. So it was, like, all my in-laws, and it was super fun. We were right on the beach.
And you guys got your own space, so that's
helpful. We had our own
space,
and then we had, like, every person had their own room. And then we were so close to the beach, it was like, you come out of this neighborhood and walk across the street, and you're there.
Everything you told me sounded awesome.
It was amazing. It was like,
it's like Venice,
gorgeous.
But Delaware.
There were canals like in this neighborhood.
Like Venice.
Yeah. And like people had boats. We didn't have a boat, but
lame.
We got to see birds. We got to see.
What kind of birds?
I like birds. We got to see a great blue heron. Several times.
Did you see it catching fish?
Yes. It was
cool. That's really cool.
It was amazing.
That's really cool.
I actually got a really good shot of this bird. It was like sunset and there were all these little ponds and you can't really see like him because he's in the grass, but in the reflection in the pond, you can see him. It's so cool.
Oh, I love that.
And then we saw like a whole bunch of like egrets and random other birds that I was trying to look up that are like seabirds that I was like, I don't know.
Seabird.
The seabird. And we saw this really cool lightning show. I mean, it was like a
show.
That's
a cool area. No,
it was like,
that's a show.
And you know, like sometimes you see lightning and it's just like.
Was it like, kind of like a flat area? So got the whole sky?
Yeah, it was the whole sky. And it looked like fingers like going up. It was so cool.
Well, there was a fire ban here, so you might as well get a firework.
So,
wow.
It was like
lightning show.
Probably like an hour of just watching the lightning. It was so
cool.
Oh,
absolutely. Yes.
It was awesome.
Yes.
And we saw dolphins.
Get out of my life.
It was a magical time.
What?
We saw a whole pod
I like
of
how
dolphins.
You tell me about the birds and then you're like, also, I guess dolphins.
So cool. Yeah, it was amazing. It was a good time. What'd you do?
Awesome. Okay, so my self-care is going to be telling you a story.
Okay.
Okay. My coworkers were like, you have to tell this story. I'm like, this is not a true crime story, but I'm going to make it true crime.
Okay.
Okay, so I get to work at around 7, a little bit before 7, sometimes a little after 7, depending on traffic.
Sure.
Okay. I walk in, and D is like, I'm like clocking in, doing my clock-in thing,
sure,
you
sure,
know.
Sure.
And D is like, do you hear the road? Do you hear the road? And I'm like, uh-huh, yeah, it kind of sounds a little bit loud in here. And she said, come here. And I said, hold on. Girl, I'm clocking in.
Let me get this timestamp.
I'm making this take too long. So, anyways, I walk into R's office and someone broke in.
Why? For what? Like,
you
don't keep money there.
I'll tell
what?
You. Okay. What? I'm laughing.
Was this a Monday?
This was today.
This was today.
Okay.
This like, what's today?
Today. Monday is today.
Monday is today.
Okay. So, also, our windows are thick as fuck. Like, they
How'd
are
they do
thick.
It?
We don't really know. But the fact that there was not blood everywhere is a testament.
And you would think that, like, they would throw something. to get through that.
Well, so there's rocks in R's office, and we were like, girl, she keeps rocks. You know what? I'm proud of her.
You know, yeah. I love rocks.
Yeah,
I'm not
same.
Judging.
So we were like, did somebody throw this rock, or was that rock there? And she's like, that rock was already there. We're like, okay.
So that rock has rolled out. Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, so anyways, so I'm sorry I'm laughing because it's funny now. At the time, it was really scary because I was like, is the person still fucking in this office?
They're like,
and D was like, no.
Like, was why like, would you even break into an admissions office? Are they confused?
He had a reason. So we're in R's office, okay. And I'm like, wow, you can hear the road. And also, there's fucking construction across the street, so it's very loud.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So anyways, we look at her computer, and there's something called Thong Song.
Da-da-da-da-da.
No, not by Cisco.
Not... Who is this?
We don't know. But I'm like,
that Thong Song Bandit?
I don't, again, I couldn't tell you who it was.
I think that's who you need to
call
him.
But I'm like, Thong Song by Cisco, love that song.
Sure.
Like, she's got dumps like a truck.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, no. So.
Okay.
I know, you're supposed to be confused.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because I know what's going to happen next. Okay. And I'm like, interesting. I was like, but doesn't seem like something R would be interested. Like, pretty sure R comes in and works really hard, which she does.
And doesn't listen to Thong Song.
Yes. So we're like, okay, weird. And then I'm just using people's first initials.
Sure, yeah, it's fine.
So I comes in and he like looks around and he was like, oh, these tabs.
Uh-oh. They came in to watch porn?
Yes. And there's tabs like, girls naked. Curvy erotica. Like, XXX. Like, a 12-year-old.
What?
We don't know how old this person is, but like, it was like a 12-year-old.
Like, first time searching
so
porn.
So a murder of glass happened in our office, and the person snuck in.
Well, it was a B&E.
Yes. To watch porn. For an hour.
And how do you know it was an hour?
Because the alarm for the window went off at a certain time and the alarm for the door went off at a different time.
What the fuck?
So someone
like
broke.
Hold on.
Broke
it is
through.
6 a.m. and I really need to watch porn. Where can I go? Let me break this really thick glass. Like, what?
There's a reason why I'm laughing because it's really funny.
And you guys like called the cops and they're just like, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, Dolores called the cops. Okay. I was doing packets.
Clocking in.
Yeah, I was clocking in. I wasn't very helpful.
Okay. Well, but, like, what are you supposed to... This isn't part of your job description.
But I'm like, why are we still here? And Dee was like, I looked around.
You're like, should we go home?
And the amount of people in the office... I almost did that. I was like, maybe we should
leave.
Maybe
we should go home.
Just for
safety. Safety.
For safety.
For safety.
So... Everyone was like, is this enough for the podcast?
So wait,
like,
you didn't suggest to go home? Or you did?
I don't. Because
I would have immediately suggested that.
I don't remember.
I'd be like, guys, I'm scared.
Well,
I don't feel comfortable here.
I immediately turned into a bully.
I should go home.
Everyone who went into her office, I'm like, so why did you do it? And some people were like, I didn't.
You're like interrogating
people. I didn't
break
in. And I'm like, I don't know. You didn't
That's what a guilty person would say.
You didn't seem very impressed when you saw it. So I was bullying people.
What the fuck?
Em joined in because he thought it was
cameras?
Funny. Yes.
And we have no idea what's on said cameras.
He exited, walked around a corner, walked down a hall, saw the cameras, rounded the corner, didn't see him again.
Like a mask? Did he have a mask?
Mm-mm. He looked 12.
What does he look like? Okay.
But by his internet searches...
Essentially, he is 12.
I mean, I feel like if I was trying, I'd be like, girls naked. Girlsnaked.com.
Girls with boobs.
Like, bibs.
Bibs. Like, B-E-W-B-S. Bibs.
That's how I was saying it. I saw, like, B-E-W-B-S.
What? So, who's pranking the admissions office?
I don't. If
this
I knew.
This is a prank.
No. No, there was so much glass. Also, how did you... it was two plain glass. Like, that's not just... Yeah, and they didn't cut themselves.
And there's nothing, like, nearby to suggest they used it. I thought you were going to say someone, like, ran through the window
no,
with their car.
I would be laughing so much less.
That happened at Core Power, like, a few years ago.
Yeah, I know. You were telling me
this
about
lady,
that.
This lady, like, said she forgot which one was the break and which one was the gas.
Maybe don't go to yoga. Maybe.
She wasn't from yoga. She's from the dollar store. Let's be clear.
She, like, you and me both
went right through.
I go to the dollar store. I don't know why I'm being all judgy.
No, I do too. And then, like, a few months later, the liquor store, like, three doors down, someone did the same thing.
I think for the liquor store, it's like a rite of passage.
It kind of makes sense for the liquor store, yeah. But for the yoga place, like, what? Yeah, it was wild.
But
wow, crimes welcome. Happening at Colorado Emissions.
So many people are like, you have to tell the story, and I'm like, I will, but I don't think this is enough content for an episode.
No, it's not. I mean, unless you get more evidence.
But a window was murdered.
Did you take fingerprints? You
yes, they
fingerprint
actually did.
Out, and you're yeah. like.
Well, not me personally.
Obviously.
But, yeah.
You no don't keep one in your desk?
We don't need to talk about what I keep in my desk. Okay, this is a funny little anecdote. Sorry, guys. We'll tell the story soon, but I think this is funny. I checked my snacks to make sure they didn't steal the snacks.
I mean, that's important when you work a desk job. The snacks. Oh!
I said, oh my God.
Speaking of snacks.
What snacks? Do you have snacks?
I snuck up some gummy bears.
Oh my God. Wait, are those sugar-free?
Ew, no. The fuck?
No, you've heard of the stories, I'm sure, of the Haribo sugar-free gummy bears.
Oh, do they have lead?
Arsenic? Oh, I'll send you. If anyone knows what I'm talking about, they're probably giggling, but...
I heard about nerd ropes having arsenic in them. No, they're these ones.
Haribo. Gummy bears. But I thought you'd enjoy that
hide
little
them from
story.
Well, thank you for that. That's weird.
Yeah.
And
so
crazy.
They broke in to watch porn. I figured that was better than what I did for self-care, which was probably just, like, organize the house. But, you know, it's fine.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. So, M squared. He wanted to have a nickname, and he couldn't think of one. So... I'm giving him one. M squared. Thank you for what? Giving me the story. He gave me the story.
Oh, I was like, are we starting your story? So I was like, what?
No.
Who is M squared?
No, he was like, oh.
That's your coworker.
Yes.
Okay.
And he gave me a great story. And I like kind of told him a little bit what it was about. Because he like gave me the story.
Okay.
And it was just kind of like a random one. He's like, I don't really know the story. And I'm like, it's a good one.
Okay.
So.
Well, buckle up.
Yeah. So this is going to be the murder of Tara Grinstead. Grinstead.
Oh my God. Didn't Up and Vanish do this?
I didn't watch that episode. But yes.
If I'm thinking of the same
No,
person.
It was on Up and Vanished.
Yeah, and
I
they
didn't
like
have time.
Solved it and like, oh my God, this was my first like real binging of a podcast, Up and Vanished. And I was like, Payne Lindsay, are you fucking kidding me?
It's so good. It's so good. So,
you haven't listened to it?
No, I have, just not this episode.
Oh,
I've listened.
Because this is like...
Some of them are like...
Well, it's not even just one episode. It's like a series.
Was this one of the series?
Yes. It's so good.
Maybe I'll watch it after or listen to it after. But this one's crazy.
This one's nuts. Oh, my God.
It's crazy as hell. So it's Grinstead or Grinstead. So sorry if I like interchange them. But anyways, she was born November 14th, 1974 in Georgia. When she was young, she had competed in pageants until she got a little bit older, and she did that to pay for college. Fun little fact, when we were in the 90s, I think pageants are a little bit more like, ooh, now, but like in the 90s, it was kind of more common. When I was little, my mom lets me know that I was very cute when I was little, and she emphasizes the was. And I'm not going to cry because I'm just kidding. But people told my mom I should do pageants. And my mom was like,
fuck no.
Well, she was like, maybe. That sounds like fun. Until.
I'm glad you didn't.
Well, because like people are like, you could pay for things like college and stuff like that. And my mom was like, oh my God, that's so smart. However, she was at a mall and a pageant was going on and a little girl lost and she was crying her little eyes out. And my mom's like, I.
It's a lot.
I can't do that to my daughter.
There's a lot of it that I'm like, I just don't agree with it.
It was with the like best intentions that somebody suggested that. But my mom's like, I don't want my daughter to be have like a complex about how she looks.
Yeah, no,
for sure. She's going to have one anyway. She doesn't need to have it at four.
Like amplified.
Yeah.
And they like put makeup on children. When it's the children one, I think it's like really particularly like gross.
It just... During this time, it wasn't as controversial as it is now. But like,
well, she's a full-grown adult, so it's
exactly.
I think it's different when you're an adult doing it versus.
But like, yeah, she did it. She did it for like to pay for college, which
is amazing.
Yeah, I think. And that's I think smart.
Also in the South, it's more of a thing to be like a pageant girl.
Oh yeah, like, it definitely Colorado, is.
That's not really a thing.
I mean,
people always say that like Colorado people are ugly, or that we're like. The Colorado casual, like, we don't dress up, we don't wear makeup or whatever. And I'm like...
You're just jealous. You're just jealous.
Sorry, I don't go out with full beat.
I think I'm cute. Ever. I think you're cute.
So how about that?
I like the, like, look. Anyways, so because she had so many winnings from pageants, she was actually able to earn a master's from Valdosta State University.
Damn, get it.
And the same year she graduated, she started teaching history or student teaching. But pretty much like quick turnaround into finding a job. And she was at Irwin County High School. She was absolutely beautiful. Like stunning. Like she was so pretty. Every picture of her, I'm like, gorgeous, 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 gorgeous. Like, like Ryan Post. And apparently I'm just finding beautiful people to talk about. Sorry.
Like I like talking about hot people.
When I was... Someone was telling me they were like listening to that episode and they like went and looked at him like conventionally he's a very attractive man. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, probably the first and only time Danae and I agreed on he's attractive.
Right.
And they were like, well, her brother, I was like, I married her brother. Her brother is my type. I was like, so the joke was that it's funny. Anyways, so on October 22nd, 2005 in Ocala, Georgia, she spent the day at a beauty pageant, like the little like pumpkin sweetie pie, something like that.
That's cute.
For two people that she had kind of coached how to do beauty pageants. She was so good at it. She would like coach people and stuff like that. Like, why not? Because she was kind of, you know, like out of the realm of doing that. But she coached and was like, they got to be successful. And later that evening, she went to a barbecue, and at the barbecue, she was just telling people how exciting it was that she was coaching people, and, like, they did so well, and she was like, what a great way to spend my day, like, the most wholesome thing you've ever heard of.
Yeah.
So, later that evening, neighbors said that they saw her car come in and the headlights go out, but they didn't see anyone exit the vehicle, but they didn't, like, think much of it. They're like, oh, she's home. What's going on CNN or 60 Minutes? I don't know. They probably did that. But they didn't think much of it. And as far as her friends knew, she had left the barbecue and just gone home.
Okay.
Remember in 2005, you could be a teacher and buy a house? Those were the days. So she lived alone. And it took until October 24th. The 22nd was a Saturday. 24th is Monday. She didn't show up for work.
Mm.
And that's when people were really concerned because that was just not like her.
Yeah.
Ocala was an extremely small town, so everyone was calling in with any tips they had about her disappearance. Like, they set up stuff right away. And the unfortunate thing about small towns is people don't know what's important, what's not. So people will be like, I saw her a year ago. She was at the restaurant. People are like, okay, thanks, that
Bill.
Doesn't...
That's not helpful.
Okay, Bill, come on.
Stop be more calling helpful. The tip line.
But they were also coming from, like, everywhere in the world.
Hmm.
When you're... It was just really strange. It was, like, a lot from the small town, but they were, like, coming from everywhere. Because people were probably like, I saw her.
Sure. People just want to be involved.
Yeah. Her personal life was a little tumultuous because she had a longtime boyfriend, but they had broken up that summer. And she was kind of in her 30s, so she was feeling some sort of way, which I think a lot of people do when, like, they're single. But, hey, guys, guess what? In your 30s, you still have so much time.
So much time.
So much time. There's people who are like, I'm 26. And I'm like, don't even
like, every time I see, like, those shows where they're, like, trying to find love and they're like, I'm 21 trying to find my husband. I'm like, girl, why?
Wait till your frontal lobe is developed to meet him.
Seriously, like...
Hoe it up. What are you
this,
doing?
You will regret it if you don't.
What, husband? What?
Do you even know how to say that? When I was 21, I was trying to find, like, my next night out.
Yeah. I don't think I even wanted to get married. I was like, no, yeah, not for me.
I spent college, like, I refused to, like, have boyfriends. Like, I had boyfriends here and there, but yeah, mostly I was like, I should stay single. And Keith and I was like, you should have done that. And Keith's like, I know I should have done that. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, you live and you learn.
Yeah. Relationship guy. Anyways, so she's feeling some sort of way, and his name was Marcus Harper. And he kind of wanted to branch out from the small town. She enjoyed living in the small town. Mm-hmm. She was, like, happy with that. He was like, no. So I think that's one of the – there's a lot of things, I think, in relationships that you can compromise on. I think kids and where you're going to live are two
hard things you can't
compromise on. But, yeah, she didn't mind the small town life. He was over it. He wanted to, like, see, yeah,
so much more than this provincial life.
Yeah. And Tara wanted to get back together, but she wasn't really sure what Marcus wanted to do. Because she's like, well, we've been together for so long, you know. We've been in those breakups where we're like, oh, my God, what do I do? And it's like, figure it out.
Yeah.
So, anyways, back to October 22nd, she had left the barbecue, gone home seemingly, and on the 23rd, that was a Sunday, her mom kept trying to call her, and she didn't answer, and I'm sure her mom was, like, worried, but it was, like, she's probably out, you know? Sure. Not super worried. But when she didn't show up to work, people started panicking, and the police were pretty much immediately called, and they entered her house with her best friend. I think her name's Maria. And when they went into the house, her purse and her keys were gone, but her phone wasn't. Keep in mind, though, this is 2005. Like, our phones
are glued to us. It was a different time. And it's also not a smartphone in 2005, right?
No.
Yeah, those are still, like,
'cause I was like, I didn't have a phone. I'm like, girl, you did have a phone in 2005. But to me,
but that was still, like, SMS texting.
It was just, like, a status symbol at that time. Because, like, I wasn't even really texting people because it was still 10 cents a text. But, yeah. You
couldn't even listen to music on it.
Yeah, so it was, like, so, basically, like, she didn't have her phone on her, but it's not, like, nowadays it's not like where now, it's, like, where concerning.
That would be super crazy.
Because, like, if you say I wasn't answering the phone and Keith wasn't and you came over to our houses and our phones were, like, there.
That'd be a red flag.
You'd be really worried.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. So, yeah, so basically, like, not as concerning then, but still kind of weird.
Still weird that her purse and keys and phone are still there.
Well, her purse and keys were gone.
Oh, purse and
phone was there. Either way, doesn't really make sense. So, like I said, not as strange as nowadays, but then they went into a room and stuff was a little bit more strange. Because they already were like, oh, that's weird. Her phone's charging, whatever. But then her alarm clock was under her bed. And she used her alarm clock to wake up. So that didn't really make sense.
Weird.
And there was a lamp, and the lamp was broken. So already they're like,
shit's off.
Don't love this.
Yeah.
Kind of hate it. And when they went outside, in front of the house, there was a latex glove. That was kind of, like, half folded. You know when you take off the latex glove and, it, like, usually
goes inside out?
Yeah, it was, like, half that way. So I was like, it was half rolled up kind of thing. So another strange thing they found at this time was a business card for a police officer in a different town. And they couldn't really explain any of these things. So they were bagged up and brought into evidence. So I know a lot of cases have this. The one I can think off the top of my head was Jessica Ridgway. Each state kind of has, like, a higher up, like their own FBI. Like,
yeah,
Colorado had the CBI.
Bureau.
It's kind of a, no, it's a rough one. It's a rough one.
Like, how am I, like, blanking how to say this?
You know what
word
I have a hard time saying? Rural.
Rural. The rural juror.
Yeah. Thank you. You can't say it either.
That's like a whole bit from 30 Rock.
Rural juror.
The rural juror.
I remember I was like talking to someone. I'm like, rah-rah. And they're like, what? I'm like, you know, it's a rah-rah area.
A rah-rah area.
And they were like, I don't know
what
you're
trying to say.
And like, it's rah-rah-rah. And they were like, anyways, I'm hanging up now. And I was like, no, don't go. I'm just really bad at talking words. So it's not the FBI. It's the GBI.
Georgia.
Yeah. And they called one of the investigators. They were like interviewing. He's like, it's the most extensive research we've done into a case. And I'm like, wow, sounds extensive. So the first theory, because they have to come up with some theory of like, why did this happen, was that she left on her own because she was really upset about Marcus because he had come back to Colorado. Hi, I'm from Colorado. Everything is Colorado centric. He had come back into town in October and the two had had a fight when he came back. So that was one of the theories that they had. They're like, oh, she and Marcus are fighting and I bet she's pissed off.
She needed to like go let off some steam or something.
Yeah. Okay. So miss work and stuff, I guess. So they DNA tested the latex glove. And to be honest with you, I don't know why I worded it like that. I'm not going to lie. The latex glove wasn't as, they weren't like super worried about it at first. They're like, yeah, latex glove. And people are like, well, we should bring that. And they're like, I guess. But they found her DNA and they found an unknown man's DNA on it. Anyways, but this immediately changed the theory to something a little more sinister.
Yeah, for sure.
So there was a lady in town who was really worried about Tara. She wasn't close to her, but it's a small town. And she was like really worried. And she just was kind of like, oh my gosh, sorry. My notes are like, I'm going. Anyways, so she was worried about Tara. She started a message board because in 2005, it was like the early days of like MySpace and Tumblr, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did Tumblr have a message board?
I don't know. I was never on Tumblr.
God, we weren't cool enough because I wasn't either.
I wasn't.
It's like, it's like Tumblr. Like you were going to be like, you wouldn't believe the message board on Tumblr.
You wouldn't believe Reddit? How popular I was on Tumblr.
I got reposted all the time. I don't know what Tumblr does, but I'm going to say they got reposted. Anyways, so she was just kind of hoping that someone may say something because people don't always like to call. So she's like, maybe online somebody will say something.
Sure.
But with this message board, a lot of suspicion went to men that Tara knew, as they usually do.
Yeah.
So like, obviously.
So nothing new there.
Yeah. So that business card of the cop was a big lead. They were okay. Like, okay, that's weird. But it turns out he was a family friend of Tara's and he had heard about her disappearance. So on one of the following days of her disappearance, he went and put his business card like on her door.
Oh.
Like, call me if you come back.
Okay.
Because I'm sure the mom was like, I'm worried. And he's like,
like, go check on her kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're a cop and stuff.
Yeah. And I think he like left the business card. So like if she showed up or something, she could call him is kind of the vibe I got. But that was, and he had an alibi and everything. He was like a family guy and he had kids and stuff. So it wasn't like as worried. And one of the students, this part, I'm just like, what? It's like the room where they like introduce something and then it's never brought up again.
A red herring?
Yes. So one of the students at the school said he and Tara had a secret relationship.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. It didn't go anywhere. But they
questioned. Like, he just said that just to say that?
Yeah, they're like, oh, a student said he had a secret relationship with Tara, and they questioned him, and then, like, nothing came of it. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
Okay. Weird.
I feel like it's fake.
It has to be fake if nothing came of it.
Yeah, I just thought that was a weird, like,
it's a strange thing to, like, insert yourself into in, like, a really creepy way.
I don't know why. When I read that, I was like, get out of here. Huh. So I'm sure you're so shocked to hear this, but Marcus was also a huge suspect. They looked into his military past, and kind of a lot of people were, like, giving him side eye, like, that's weird.
Well, they always look at the boyfriend first, or
as they should.
Ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Because Keith's like, you're going to kill me. And I'm like, I'm not going to kill you. I would be the number one suspect.
Yeah.
Like, no. Sorry.
Why would I do that?
Sorry, I'm not going to murder you. You're bad.
What?
Anyways. So, yeah, people were just kind of giving him side eye. And, like, everyone was like, you know, they.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone suspects him.
So he said the public scrutiny was a lot, and I think it led cops to also continuously side-eye him. And he said that he had to do a DNA swab more than once, many, in fact.
Why did they need to do many?
Because you know people in town were like, he had to have done it. Who else would have been? Test him again. Because they had that DNA, the unknown male DNA. I guess
it's also 2005.
Yes, so. Yes. And he had his truck luminol, and they just consistently asked for his alibi to see if he would slip up.
Sure.
And I'm not going to hate on the cops because I think they did their due diligence. Because, like, who the fuck else? Who else?
They don't have any other leads.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, there was, like, a bit of, like, you know, they just broke up.
Yeah. And they had a fight, potentially.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on. So, when a murder in a small town happens, everyone wants to be involved.
Bill.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sure people that were like, I met Tara twice and we talked about pageants. Does that help you? And I'm sure cops were like, oh my God, Deborah, just because you know that's not helpful, please provide us with good information. But they had just different stories. However, that doesn't mean everyone sucks. That just means a few people
suck. You just got to mine through it.
Yeah. So, weeks after Tara had disappeared, someone sent in a tip. It was one of the employees of the woman that did the message board.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think she was probably the one that's like, you need to call this in.
Yeah.
And he was at a pecan orchard. A lot of people hung out at pecan orchards.
It's like a thing.
People were like, it's a scary place. I'm like, why? And then like when I heard stories, I was like, oh, it's a scary place. So he heard two men talking about how they were involved with her disappearance, murder, all that. And they burned her body in either the same or a different pecan orchard. And this person went to the police. They gave their story. And it wasn't investigated. He received no calls back.
They just, like, didn't follow up?
Nope. He sent in the tip.
That's a pretty big, like, I don't know. Should probably follow up on that.
Yeah. That's one story of them not following up on that.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
So, who were these two men that were talking about this?
No one knows.
It was these two guys that had weirdly alike sounding names, so it's going to make it real confusing. Ryan Duke and Beau Dukes. Beau spelled like our Lord and Savior, Beau Nix. Go Broncos. I was like, how can I piss to nail? I'm just kidding. He's not our Lord and Savior. He has very weak ankles, but we'll do better. Anyways.
Sports.
Must be the Broncos. Anyways, in the documentary I watched, they look like the most typical high school guys. Like, there was nothing. I wasn't like, wow, they're creepy. I'm like, wow, they probably didn't do well in science or English.
They didn't do well in science.
They probably did okay in math. Like, I'm sure they had detentions.
That's a good insult. Like, you look like you don't believe in science.
You look like you do bad in science and English. So not only do you not believe in science, you're bad at talking.
You're really illiterate. And you don't believe in science.
Wow, that was a really sick insult. I'm going to use it. I'm gonna be like, you look like your weak subjects were science and English.
Oh my God.
Boom. Anyways, but yeah, they were just average. And at the time of them talking about the murder.
Average.
L. I don't even like them. So they were 21 years old and Tara was 30. So they weren't, like, super far from her age.
But also, like, not like they went to school together.
Yeah, no. But this was, like, a few weeks after the murder, so it was the same time span. So a few years before this, though, the two were students of Tara's, because she was in her 30s, so she had probably been a teacher for quite a few years, yeah. And they were 21, so probably, like, 16 or 17. They said she was an 11th grade history teacher. So that's okay. Why I'm like 16 or 17 sure. When they had her. Da-da-da-da-da. So yeah, they were her former students. So a different guy named John, he said that him and Beau Dukes were friends because they were both in the military. And Bo had invited John to come to Osceola for the holidays and stuff. When you are enlisted, sometimes it's hard to go home and somebody's like, do you want to come for Christmas? And they're like, hell yeah. Yeah. Make it easy. And they had seen like portraits of her like around the city, like this lady's missing. And Bo was like, you know that, you know those posters that you've seen? Mm-hmm. And I'm not exactly clear on the timeline of this. Also, because it's like they ran through the story of the guy who had called and then this guy. So like the timeline's a little bit wonky. Okay. So he was like, oh, he saw the poster a year ago. And then they're like that holiday. It's confusing. But he's like those missing portraits of that one lady. And his friend was like, oh, yeah, how could I forget? He's like, well, my friend strangled her and needed help getting rid of the body.
Oh.
So
just confessing.
Okay. They were fellow soldiers. And they were super close, but this guy was like, I have to say something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please
okay,
do.
Okay, but love that because, like, some guys are like, the brotherhood.
Shut up.
Okay, we both went, we're brothers in arms. So, but he was like, no, this family needs closure. So he jumbled it in his brain. He really thought about it. And then February 2007, mind you, she died in October 2005.
But did they find her body?
No.
Yet? Okay.
No. Well, we'll get to it.
Okay.
So February 2007, so less than a year and a half after her death, John called a few different departments and nobody took him seriously. And he's like, I know who killed Tara.
This is like an open case. What do you mean you're not taking someone who's coming forward with like information?
Yeah. Seriously? And he had to call different departments. And
what?
Also, he even called the GBI who were actively investigating that.
So he put a lot of effort into like trying to get someone to listen to him. That's insane.
And he didn't stop there. Yeah.
Good for him.
He called all the time. In 10 years.
Wow.
He called 9 to 10 times and they said, why did they not get back to you? And he's like, I don't know, because I'm a nobody.
It shouldn't matter who you are.
Why do you have to call more than once?
Yeah, that's
why do you need to call around? If you tell one department,
they should be like,
they should be like, yes, oh, yeah,
this is important information. We will follow up.
Maybe we have to call you back, but we're going to find out whichever department has the active investigation on that. So
that's insane.
He called the GBI 9 to 10 times. And one of the viewers asked him why he was being ignored. And he said, I have no idea. I'm a nobody. Kind of like I mentioned.
Yeah.
So isn't it insane that it wasn't just one story of the cops ignoring a tip?
Oh, yeah.
It's two.
Several instances of just dropping the ball.
Yeah. So, but they also gave the same name. It wasn't like it was these two different names.
Yeah, what?
Like they were like, and it's Bo Dukes who's talking.
Yeah.
So, shockingly, nothing fucking happened with those, like I mentioned. However, in 2017, a woman named Brooke Sheridan had also come forward. In 2015, through Tinder, she had met a man named Bo Dukes. She said it was love at first sight. I think my favorite part of the interview was they cut to a woman who had created the message board. She was like, actually, he was really loud and annoying.
She's like, he was so
obnoxious. He was a show off, basically. And then they go back to Brooke and they're like, anyways, so we were like,
and love.
And his family had owned a pecan orchard.
Mm.
I do want to say he was in the military. However, in 2012, he was tried and convicted of stealing over $150,000 worth of equipment.
Oh.
And he was in prison for 2 years.
Oh, shit. Whoa.
Hey, guys.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. They will find out.
Just don't.
Just don't. You don't need anything that bad.
What?
What did you steal? Machine gun? Like, what did you steal?
And how?
Did you put it underneath your shirt and walk out?
<Do-do-do>.
Did you steal German Shepherds? Actually, I support that.
Wow, that's cute. No.
But they had helmets.
$150,000 worth
That's
of equipment. That's
so much money.
That's a lot of equipment.
Yeah. So he went to federal prison. He didn't just go to like little county prison.
Yeah,
he went,
you can't just steal from the military, bro.
He went to the big his house. Anyways, so Brooke loved him. And she wanted to figure out what was going on because a lot of the time he was moody. And she was essentially like, I can't help you if you don't tell me anything.
Oh, no.
God, do I know that feeling.
Uh-oh.
Hey, men, open up.
Great. So what
Your
does he tell
from
her?
Kim. Anyways, so she could tell there was like an isolated incident that was really getting to him. And she's like, tell me. Tell me.
Oh, God.
Fucking tell me. What's going on? Tell me. And she figured it was probably PTSD.
Sure.
Because
like normal assumptions.
Typically, that's how it goes a lot of the time with military stuff. But basically, he had let her know that his friend and roommate, Ryan Duke, had killed Tara. And she was like, why the fuck did he do that? And Beau's like, that's between Ryan and God.
Cool, cool, cool.
Was it? So, Beau then told Brooke that he had helped Ryan burn the body. She was pretty horrified.
Yeah.
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 So.
It takes a lot to burn a body, too.
Well, we'll get into the details. Yes. Yes. It's not just like, oh,
not
wow.
just like, light it on fire with a match. Like, that's not really how that works.
That's, no. So. I say this is where the story gets weird, but I think the whole story is weird. Because they said that Ryan had stolen Beau's truck and he had driven to Beau's family property, but Beau was with him. So he's like, he stole the truck and it's like...
How do you steal a truck when that person's with you?
Thank you. That's what I said.
He
I was
just like commandeered it. Like
I was just like...
I'm driving now.
Okay. Well, then he didn't steal.
Yeah, like...
That's... Did you get in the car with him? You're... Anyways. So... He's like, this is your truck and your property, so what are you going to do about it?
Okay.
So they put her in a pit, and it took 2 days for her body to fully burn.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So Brooke said that even though she loved Beau, she had to turn him in because the family's peace was worth more than his freedom.
Good.
For
Thank
her.
You.
Proud of
Smart
her.
Smart person.
I love that quote. She's like, her family's peace was more than his freedom. And I'm yes. like, yes, queen.
Yes, you
queen
get
status.
It.
Yeah. But at this point, the police contacted John. Finally.
Okay.
And they were asking him more questions about what he knew. So basically, they had John and Brooke's stories to help them. They did have that other person, but anyways.
What
so
other person?
The other person at the party.
Oh.
They did finally like get in contact okay. with him as well. So they had to question Beau kind of passively, and Beau had pretty much denied everything, which was confusing because Brooke and Beau were still together and they said that they had questioned her. So he was like, he denied everything. It's the whole thing. It was kind of, I was just like, side-eyeing it because it was just confusing. And then Brooke was like, maybe you should just confess to it.
Like, do what's right.
Just confess to it. So, yeah, kind of confusing. They're like, Brooke said everything. He denied it. And then, like, she was like, you should confess. He's like, I should confess. And so I thought it was weird. I'm like, your girlfriend's like, I don't know. Anyways. So, he pretty much confessed to everything. And he told him about Ryan. And Ryan Duke was arrested in February 2017. Basically, 12 years later.
Dude, I remember, like, all of this going down. Because, like, without Payne Lindsay helping with this... And, like...
Yeah, and pushing, like,
pushing,
these people. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It shouldn't have taken this long.
No, like, it shouldn't have.
Yeah. So, I didn't like this part. Marcus was like, I was so excited because finally I was cleared. I was like, okay, Like, I know you were sick of people side-eyeing you.
People thought for a long time that it was him.
But at no point was he, like, I was happy that the killer was, you know, figured out.
He was happy that he was cleared.
Yes. Yeah. At no point. And I thought that was a little bit, like, don't love that. But I get it. You're probably really excited. But I was like, maybe you should say something about, like, her. So, he was just happy that people were like, oh, it wasn't you. They did ask Ryan what happened. And essentially he said that he was a drug addict and he was trying to steal money from her purse. And she came up behind him and he struck her and that's how she died. Sounds fake to me.
Yeah. Like, why was she hanging out with you?
But also, why do you have a latex glove with her DNA and your DNA?
Yeah.
He's like, I struck her and that's what happened. And they were like, and I was watching, I'm like, sounds fake.
Yeah.
And, yes, Ryan was the murderer, but Bo wasn't exactly this little innocent little baby boy. He was charged with concealing a murder and he had the first trial on March 2019. He figured his confession would help him.
Can go either way.
And they put John on the witness stand. Hmm. Yeah. Which I think is so brave. And he said he was, like, calm on the outside, but he was, like, seething on the inside. And the guy, and he, like, told his story. And then the guy that heard them at a party also took the stand. So these tips weren't followed up on, as we well know. And that's something that, like, really irritates me. And I do have to give credit where credit is due. The GBI is like, that's our bad. We definitely dropped the ball on this. I'm like,
okay.
But, like,
but you prolonged this for how long?
Like, he followed up.
Yeah. It's just shocking.
If he didn't follow up, I'd be a little bit more like, okay, you missed that and that, but, like, he
but followed like, up on wouldn't that be, it. Like, hard as, like, a person who's trying to give information? Like, if he wasn't as persistent, like, maybe you would just be like, well, I guess they just don't care, and then, like, it just never gets solved because you are like, well, they're not even listening anyways. Like, he was very persistent, which
yeah.
is amazing.
Yeah.
But maybe someone else wouldn't be.
Absolutely. I mean, the guy at the party, and you know, it's not on him. He wasn't persistent, but that's okay. Like, he gave what he could.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to follow up on
that. No, you shouldn't have to chase them down yeah. to get them to listen to you about someone's murder.
Yeah. And two people?
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
So, what really pissed me off is the GBI is like, well, we thought the local law enforcement had followed up on it.
It's their jurisdiction.
So they didn't make a fucking phone call, is what I'm hearing. And then the local law enforcement thought the GBI followed up on it. Yes, your wires got tangled, but maybe make a fucking phone call.
Yeah.
Just to see. I don't know. So, the guy was like, well, maybe it was unfounded because they didn't do anything about it. It's like, make a fucking phone call. So during Bo's trial, he had hoped that his confession would help him get some leniency, but he was found guilty on all charges and he ended up going to prison for 25 years.
Honestly, good.
Yeah. And Ryan had a trial a little bit later. He recanted his confession. He was like,
JK.
Well, Bo's story was that Bo wasn't involved in any way. And Ryan recanted his confession because he was like, yep, I acted alone. And he's like, you know what? Fuck that. Bo was there.
Well, didn't Bo admit to his girlfriend that he helped him?
Yes, he helped.
So, like,
he helped burn the body.
But which is also, like,
a lot more involved.
I'm sorry, that's a huge crime. Like, you're.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, regardless, you're concealing a murder.
But Ryan pretty much was going to be like, I acted alone. Bo helped dispose of the body because I went to his family's land. And it was like a lot of neighbors had later on said that they saw two men. Two teen boys. So they were
obviously together.
Yes. So the story that they think is one of them strangled her. And they had both transported the body to the pecan orchard and burned the body. Ryan was heavily addicted to drugs at that time, so I'm sure Bo was like,
But I'm still confused why she's hanging out with them. You know, like, that's the part that's like...
They either broke into her house or they came in. It's not entirely clear.
And it's weird that they chose her.
She's a teacher. So that's one of the parts that gets me.
It feels like there's some missing information of, like, why? Why target her? And, like, was there any, like...
And that's one part of this that I was going to end with is, and because they burned the body, they weren't able to find out if there was like sexual assault.
Right.
And they don't have her to like be like, well, we were together as a couple.
Sure, sure.
Or they just randomly picked me.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. And that's like one thing, as Bo said, it's between Ryan and God. So, because of Ryan recanting his confession, he was acquitted of murder in 2022, but he did go to prison for 10 years for concealment of a murder. So, it kind of, like, switched what the two were going, because they were, like, trying to blame the whole thing. So, we don't really know the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
The right men...
Sure, sure, sure. But we don't know, like,
but we don't the real know
why and how and
we like, don't
the details.
Because at the end of the day, we don't actually know if Bo or Ryan was there. We don't. Like, I'm sure they both were. But again, we don't know. We don't know who did why what. They were there. We don't know the facts of everything. It's just, we don't know. And we'll never know. Because I'm sure they're not going to say anything.
Yeah.
It's just, it's upsetting because we don't know what happened. And also, like...
Have either of them shown remorse?
When I was watching the videos, I couldn't really tell. Bo, I think, was... I'm sorry, with everything. I think he was faking remorse when he was, like, confessing to everything. Mm. Like, Brooke asked him to do.
Yeah.
But I don't think they, like, truly...
Like, in the hopes to get a deal.
Yeah. Yes, because so many people are like, oh, I've realized the error of my ways. I'm like, the thing you did 2 months ago. I mean, granted, they had 10 years.
Sure, sure, sure.
But I don't think, but he, I mean, he still got the heavy charge and he was supposedly just the accessory, not the like main guy.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, that's the story of Tara Grinstead. And I'm really glad that the right men went to prison.
Yeah.
It should have been so much sooner.
For sure.
So that's the story. Of the beauty queen.
Yeah, that one's a rough one.
That one's crazy.
Yeah.
There's so many unanswered questions. But thank God they finally got back to these people. Unfortunately, Payne Lindsay had to do some heavy lifting on that. Yeah,
for real.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll post pictures on our Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
You want to give us self-care tips, if you want to tell us about your office getting broken into.
Your B&E story.
Yeah, if you want to tell Danae her hair looks fantastic. Anything. Anything. You're just like, I don't know. What's up?
Let us know.
Yeah.
Email us.
Email us at MysteriousMavensPod, just at Gmail. And we are on TikTok and Facebook, and we'll be more active. We're very active on our Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram's the way to find us.
Danae is the one that posts the most stories.
I do.
It's
I get in a mood.
Oh, they make me laugh so hard every single time. I'm like, agree.
But yeah, check us out. If you want stickers or anything, email us. Yeah. We'll send you stickers.
Friendship bracelet.
Yay.
Like, where's my hand? Friendship bracelet. West Side.
All right, friends. Until next time, self-care yourself.
Self-care for yourself.
Okay, bye.
Bye.